Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so, as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course. And we can't wait to see you there.
How do you see the layoff events? Any concerns? That's a good question. What do you think, Todd?
So by the way, I'm not an economist. I don't know any of this stuff. Obviously, the world's had a lot of events in the past 2 or 3 years. And I think the layoffs could be as a result of all of those events. And although I will tell you, I read an interesting news article in the morning that was like, by the way, don't listen to anybody because nobody knows. Right. So I want to relate this to what's happening with the economy. I'm not an economist. I don't know. I mean, anytime there's a layoff, and layoff specifically in the tech industry, it's cause for some eye-opening concern. I don't know. I don't think that we have that yet. But I do think that there's just some odd things, just odd times that we're really trying to recover from and are still kind of in to some extent. So I don't know. That's about as good of an answer as I have, is that I don't know. Right.
I think we're always concerned about the people impacted. Right. So they're, I mean, first and foremost, there's a lot of good people caught up in these things. I'm going to make this a little more specific. You know, we are seeing reports where companies are specifically targeting agile groups and then removing them. Mm-hmm. I think my camera froze. And that's somewhat concerning, right? So, I mean, that's never a fun thing to have happen. But I think, there we go. I think that what we can do is look at the things that we control, right? And I think that's where I've always, I spent 20 years as a full-time employee in the Fortune 500 in various companies. And so what I always tried to keep in mind, and here's just advice, because I'm not an economist either. I wanted to always remember that my company is not a family. These are not my friends. They don't owe me anything and I don't owe them, other than that I am trading my time and talent for treasure. Mm-hmm. The 3 T's of being an employee. I'm trading time and talent, and they are giving me treasure or money or benefits. And that is the deal. And that is always the deal. And so while you're in that position, you're also trying to make sure that you're not at risk. So you're leveling up through training, through books, through podcasts, through YouTube. And you're getting better, and you're networking, and you're keeping your eyes and ears open to opportunity, because you're only trading time and talent for treasure. And if you keep that in mind, and those are the things that you can control, I think you then tend to get through these events a little easier. I've been laid off and been out of work for a number of months. Todd, you've been in that situation as well. Mm-hmm. It's a struggle. It's uncomfortable. But if you've built your talent, you're always going to have work.
Yeah.
And so I think focus on what you can control. Try to zoom in from the crazy media and the news. Look, the news is just trying to work you up.
Yeah.
Just focus in on your family, focus in on your time and talent, and make that your priority. What do you think, Todd?
Yeah. I think you said it all there. this is a great time to skill up. And to go back to the whole T-shape thing, right? Yep. You have a skill set, I'm sure, that you're very, very deep in, and then you might have two sides. This is a really great time to make sure that you're building some anti-fragility so that, you know, your whole thing isn't agile. Your whole thing isn't just a coder, right? You have a little bit of a dip anywhere there so that you're diversified enough to have that skill set going into the marketplace if something would happen to bounce back fairly quickly. So we'll see. I mean, it's early on in 2023 here. I tend to be an optimist, a cautious optimist. Maybe not. I might be more pessimistic, Ryan.
I think you and I are aligned in that we're realists. Mm-hmm. We just look at the data and we try to make a new and better decision. And right now the data is pointing in a decent direction. And so we're going to continue doing what we're doing. But we're always watching and we're trying to make sure we adapt when we need to. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!